Penguin Audio presents The Jungle, an Oregon Files novel by Clive Cussler with Jack DeBrule, read by Jason Culp. Birmingham, England, 4 months ago. William Cantor had sneezed into the microphone before he knew he was about to. The need hit him that hard, and he didn't have the chance to turn his head away. "Sorry," he said miserably, and coughed, covering his mouth and turning away so as to show the 10 odd people here for his lecture that he wasn't a complete Philistine. "As an American I knew at Christ Church College said, 'That's right, you rubes, I went to Oxford. I can shake a hand, I can shake a leg, but I sure can't shake this cold.'" The response from the crowd might have been polite laughter, or, most likely, a muted cough. God, how he hated these lectures, the ones in annex buildings or village libraries, where the only attendees were pensioners with no interest in the subject, but nothing better to do with their afternoons. Worse than those, actually, were the ones in cities such as Birmingham, so blighted that the sun never seemed to shine, and the people in the room were just here to get warmed up before heading out to panhandle or line up at soup kitchens. He had counted 10 attendees before taking the lectern, and no fewer than 14 overcoats. He imagined a string of rusted shopping carts, overladen with detritus, in the library car park. "I have not told half of what I saw." A much better opening line than spraying the microphone with bogies.